Forest. The Kenya Forest Service, KFS, has launched an ambitious initiative aimed at rehabilitating forests across the country that have suffered extensive degradation due to human activities. This effort was highlighted during a recent event in Chepalungu Forest, where the Chief Forest Conservator, CFC, Alex Lamakoko announced a partnership with the SMACHS Foundation for the adoption of the 220 ha of the Kapchumbe Forest Block. Chepalungu Forest has suffered human degradation over the years, Lamakoko stated. KFS has embarked on serious activities to rehabilitate the forest with like-minded institutions like the SMACHS Foundation, which has offered to adopt part of the forest and rehabilitate it. The Chepalungu Forest has faced significant destruction since it was invaded by locals in 2007. To combat further degradation, KFS has implemented a range of protective measures, including the installation of a 21-kilometer electric fence designed to deter both human encroachment and domestic animals. "We are doing this to ensure that we don't only plant trees but also grow them, which can be achieved by providing them with a conducive environment," Lamakoko explained. In a bid to engage the local community, Lamakoko announced that local youths will soon participate in the Climate Works program, which will involve various environmental activities, including tree planting. Chief Forest Conservator, CFC, Alex Lamakoko, watering the tree, flanked by Susan Boyd, the coordinator of the 15 billion National Tree Growing Program Secretariat, Middle, and Ms. Charlene Ruto, the patron of the SMACHS Foundation in Chepalungu Forest, Kapchumbe Block, during the adoption of this block by SMACHS Foundation. Speaking at the event, Ms. Charlene Ruto, the patron of the SMACHS Foundation, emphasized her organization's commitment to supporting community livelihood initiatives. "We will work with the Kapchumbe community and local schools to establish tree nurseries that will supply seedlings for planting in the adopted site," she said. "This collaboration aims to enhance community resilience to climate change effects." Her foundation planted 1,000 trees. Susan Boyd, the national coordinator for tree planting, highlighted the broader national efforts in reforestation, noting that Kenya has planted 481 million trees across various regions. "This ambitious initiative is part of a larger goal to plant 15 billion trees in the country, engaging multiple partners in the process. Kenya's initiative to plant 15 billion trees is part of a broader commitment to combat climate change, restore ecosystems, and enhance biodiversity." Launched in 2021, the campaign aims to mobilize communities, schools, and organizations across the country to participate in tree planting and conservation efforts, explained Boyd. "The project is aligned with global environmental goals, including the United Nations Decade on Ecosystem Restoration. It focuses on promoting sustainable land management practices, improving forest cover, and addressing deforestation. By fostering community involvement and leveraging technology, Kenya aims to not only restore its forests but also create jobs and enhance livelihoods." The initiative has received support from various stakeholders, including government agencies, non-profits, and international partners, highlighting the urgent need for action against climate change and environmental degradation.